let's see how fast that can be. So Eumedi, meet Eumedi, the flying gopher. What is Eumedi? It's a family of the extinct rodents, which were the first flying gophers, and that's why I took it. Actually, it's close to Geomedi, but Geomedi is more the one in the ground. Eumedi is the flying gophers. So this is the logo. Look at him. It's more like a flying Batman. It's our superhero. So imagine at night, they're watching after you, keeping gopher working. Many of them. That's Eumedi. Actually, I did it yesterday morning. How did it evolve so far? At the moment, actually, I will show you the link to the source in the end of the presentation. It had like now over 15 days old, and it had over 20 iterations of rewriting to make the crawling as efficient as possible and easy, and to manage. It's currently running on my laptop. Because if you scale the wrong way to I didn't show the slide. We have over, anyway, I will show it. It's over 4.5 million selectors, unique selectors we now have. And you have to work on them in different files. This will be a problem in scaling with the next layers. So how does it crawl now? It uses some initial URI or some selector, then loads the old state, so you can always stop the script, and it has stored the state, so you won't lose what you have scrolled so far. Then sort it by hostname, and by hostname this means what you already said, Joshua, that they could say like, I have many selectors, then the crawler is always done with using or crawling mine. But I'm sorting according to how many selectors per hostname I have, then I first crawl the small ones. And that's the thing how I do it. And that way you always get the small ones, and the big ones are in the back in the queue, and if there's nothing new, then the big ones are crawled more often. That's how it's done, actually. But first, my first try was to just do the random stuff, but then I ended up being on some big sites and always just crawling the big sites. and then it stopped like at 100 servers, and when I changed the algorithm, it fast got up to 900 servers, because I want to find new servers. That's the goal. That's the main goal. Then crawl it all, filter it out, and of course check if it's already crawled. Then what is implemented so far? Robots.txt is implemented with disallow, allow. The user agent is Eumedi, but you can see all of it in gopherproject.org. There's a block list for manual intervention. It's for like, there's some CGI scripts where people haven't blocked it. And there's no easy way to detect it. Just looking for CGI, of course, will remove like blocks which use CGI or like the dynamic generation. But you have some like some tic-tac-toe game where wherever you go further, you have the next combination and the string just gets longer. So I had to remove this manually. But this is what I want the moderation of Eumedi to be, that yes, we have to remove this. Now the queue is full of selectors, and we are hammering some server which shouldn't be hammered. For now, it only crawls menus. This was this decision, like we said, text and everything else is a topic which is already handled on the web. But then we have a problem. We are in Europe, and Europe means GDPR. So am I allowed to copy it for menus? I mean, it's already presented, so I'm just showing what the clients could do. They could do it on their own, like what is presented menu, but downloading the text is something active a user should do. So I don't want to download like big PDFs and then get all your bandwidth. That's not what I want. When Eumedi is coming to you, there's not like an in Eumedi. Selene is asking a question. I will answer that shortly. When it's coming to you for the first time, it of course will first ask for the robots.txt. And before it asks for the robots.txt, it will send as a selector the following string, that this is a friendly crawler, this is the URI where you find info, have a nice day. And then the next one is I get the robots.txt, and if there's some rule, it will follow them. So how do you block EUMIDI from ever coming back? You use user agent EUMIDI and disallow. If you don't like any crawlers, do that. That's something you can also do, like for the web crawlers, because they use the same syntax. They request just /robots.txt, and that's what you block that way to. But you could make like user agent EUMIDI allow everything, but disallow it for the others. That's something that's possible. I've seen this. Do not use menu items like that, because the this is a misunderstanding of the UI type of Gopher. Actually, it's because it's not really defined, but just use the path like you have it in the web, because the other part, the one, it's removed by the client. The server never sees that. Where do we start? So I want to combine what we already did, and this is the lawn. I will always start from the lawn. So this is more like instead of having people page rank, you actually categorize yourself automatically into the lawn. So and then this will be used as the jump into the crawling, and that's how you automatically then create community resources. So you can go to the lawn and have some category. I mean, there could be many more categories, but it's simple as now. It's really good for finding some resources and then just searching more. Okay, first we will answer the question of Solane. She's asking, how does it prevent crawling staggered Gopher output? Solane, I'm not preventing it, because all output in staggered Gopher is actually good output, because the source files you show is text you could search for. So it's more like, if you don't want to show it, just block it. But for now it's crawled. I'm on mean what's blocked is more like CGA output. Look at .g at the day of the JR parasite. There you have a session handling where you always go back to a link which is the same. That's completely the same link. So EUMIDI or EUMIDI will stop crawling somewhere. But if you always add some new state to the URI and extend it, it will be a new selector. And every new selector is, of course, crawled. So if somewhere you have to go back to an old selector, this will stop the whole loop. If you don't do that automatically, I have to use you on the block list. That's how it's done. But staggered Gopher is pure information. Like, I found some big archives where someone put the whole Debian packages there. Yeah, but why shouldn't I crawl them? Why shouldn't I? Or Wayback Machines, complete Wayback Machines. I have to crawl them. Yoshu says that that's already like it's on the web. If you search for a package like Firefox, some version, you also find such indexes. So statistics. 924 Gopher servers I've found so far, and there are 4.5 million unique selectors. Well, but that's not much. Catalas was doing some crawling like last year, and he had like, I think, 6 million unique selectors. But Gopher space is changing. So most of that, actually the small sites are like 100, 200 selectors, not much. Even the big, most of them are less. The big ones, which have some auto-generated stuff like Staggered and so on, they change, of course. And they get bigger depending on what on the web happened. So what's the future plan? Be as helpful as possible. Do not be annoying. Publish data for reuse. How can we be helpful? I want to plan to add the Gopher validator to the EUMIDI. So we find first for the moderators, oh, there's some error. And then maybe find the guy behind it and tell him, maybe fix your Gopher menu, because then it looks better. Because sometimes you have like people misinterpreting the informational line, and that's what happens. Then first I want to use it for the lawn, but like Solane has the nice script now, it's also to check if it goes further. So the lawn actually knows what's there. And it's what I'm also working is like recommendation, so it finds something which looks interesting. Maybe there I can use some hidden page rank just for the moderators, but not for the public. So it recommends, because it, you also have to save the time of the moderators. You can't just propose, oh, there's a new Firefox package, it could be interesting for the lawn. That's what it is. And then allow some way to easily access Wayback Machines. This is something, because many old servers are offline, but it's really interesting what's on them. So have like, you search for it, and then it looks like this is the server, but it allows you to click on it. This is how it looked in the Wayback Machine. Like, I think you have it in Google too, like archive.org. No. That's completely wrong. Blab is saying that to build it into the client. The basics of Gopher is to have the client as easy as possible. Never think that way. This is web thinking. This is complete web thinking. No. Don't put it inside. It has to be as simple as possible. Edit. So that's why we have to think how to push this information into the search. That's why I'm working on it. Not one of the next projects. So it doesn't overload, but still usable. But don't think of pushing things into the client. It's already hard to push like TLS into the client. It's hard to push like how to interpret item types. And it's really hard. So don't even think of like the W3C people. You know how it ends. It ends in like two Gopher or web clients still available. This is how the thinking ends. Stop it whenever you think about it. Of course you can do it, but I don't want to make it like you have to search this Wayback Machine, because then the Wayback servers end change. Maybe in 10 years the people who serve this Wayback change. It's more about a common interface. We found this, like, if you better standard would be like the first Wayback Machine, which we now have, is it just says Wayback in the URI, and after that is the server name. This is easy to parse. If you do something like that, make it obvious what you're serving in the selector. That's the easiest way to find it for moderators for the lawn, for example. Don't be annoying. Like Evil Bob already said, respect the crawl delay in robots. That's what I will implement next, but then I have to change the algorithm a bit. Or maybe just crawl the front of the Gopher horse over time and make it like a custom to only change that. For SDF, we have to think about it, because there are many interesting user directories. Let's see. I will sleep some nights over it and maybe find a really good solution and propose it on the channel. If someone wants to stop me crawling it, stop it. So there's enough contact information. I can't do more than just sending you this link and the logs when it's coming, because we don't have a user agent, for example. There's nothing else. So publish data for reuse. Look at, like, for example, common crawl. They have some inefficient format for publishing crawl data. It's like MIME, and then it shows the raw stuff and what were the headers and so on. I haven't found so far good tools where they just use that, but my plan is to maybe also have an export for that, so you can reuse the tools for scientific usage, which already have that as input format. Maybe Catalyst knows something. If this is useful, then I might implement it. My idea is to have raw menus in a nice sorted way. That's actually what GeoMidi does now. Here's a problem of crawling other file formats. We have the GDPR copyright. Wayback Machines already do that. So maybe it's like this middle gray ground. We just do it, and if we go too far and people complain, we stop. Maybe that way. Like it's always done. So the thing is more, think of your menus. If you make good menus, which are easily accessible, where there's a description of you can access this here, then there's no need for that. But if you start like, this is a modified page, so in PageRank it gets more higher, but it has no useful information at all for people, because it's for the people, this is for the users. And it should be simple in processing, of course, unless we buy Amazon. If you buy Amazon, everything changes, so it's up to you. Buy Amazon, and then we have the resources to change even the web today. So what's going in development for now, it's more like a parallel crawl where only parallelize the requests. This is easier for managing and locking. So I want to have like the arbiters working on one host and respecting the crawl delay in the process. Like if one wants really slow crawling, respect it. But I have to think about the data structures. The most important thing in programming is always the data structures. So you avoid locking and concurrency. Never start with concurrency first. Good tip. Otherwise you fail most of the times. Then recrawling on timestamps, that's what I'm working on. So we have our own Wayback machine. Simple publishing method, I will write a news article on Bitreich when it's ready. And basic search, let's see, you will see it. You already saw it in the ads what I will show. And of course, it will be slow because it's a hobbyist project, so people who contribute. But most important is ideas. And everyone can help. So this is the source I published today. EOMIDI. It's now implemented in Python because Python is a prototyping language. Mm-hmm. And the plan is to have like all the stuff you do, dynamic stuff or connect to something the web already has is Python. And whenever something gets out, it gets into a Unix tool. So we have the piping. But the layering I described last year in the talk about the search is that now that when EOMIDI has done its menus, the next step is to fixate it. This is the state of this time. Use it for your search or use it for your indexing or use it for your science. So this is actually, so you can reuse it. That's the way. So this is it. Thank you, Joshua, for doing that. The Gopher search. You already prepared something where you search on Veronica and the search is just a type 7, so you don't really enter it. It's just nice. So, question for the future. Before we do questions for the future, Evil Bob proposed something on the channel. Well, Joshua is asking if you only search for menu types, will it make people use no text at all? It could be, but the problem is you can't really, as a blind crawler, decide if this text file is good or not. Because maybe this will be one reason why I will use crawl text files in the end, to have all the blog posts too. Yeah, actually when it's zero, most clients do that. So it should be displayable and easily parsable, mm-hmm. text, mm-hmm. zero. So that's one of the next projects. But stuff like PDF or so requires higher processing. And the problem is with PDF and JavaScript execution, it takes just for getting one the problem we fight against. Like these presentations, I could make a PDF and a video about the PDF and just show the same text we now have on screen. That's the same discussion. He says that if we say plain text, then people will use plain text. Yes, but it's more about what have people done. We're in this stage where people already have created the Flogosphere, and we adapt just to it. This is a nice thing. On the other side, we always want to keep the like. You could make a complete Gopher hole just out of PDFs, with links in PDF. Like you can URIs of Gopher in PDFs, which reference to PDFs. You could make a PDF website. Yes, or some like even a LibreOffice ODT thing. Just click on in the ODT on a Gopher link, which then opens again an ODT file. It's all possible. Yeah. And it's simple. Just a hierarchy is the thing. So you just enter it first. Maybe someone wants to make some April 1st joke or something of a PDF website. So next question or remark is, EvilBob says Gopher has the mirror type. It could be useful for Wayback in some way, maybe. Bob, this is a discussion that we have to say how to implement the mirror type because it's not completely defined. It more says like if you can't connect to the first server, connect to the second server instead of giving the user a choice where to connect. That's the thing. But if you say like clients have to ask which one do you want, then you could say this is Wayback, this is number, this is this. I think it's more about the representation. Mirror type is more for if this server is not reachable, use the next one. Drew, just a brain fart. Did you eat too much sauerkraut? Sauerkraut, Bob? Ranking. That's what we already discussed about the ranking. Discussion progress. The ranking thing, it's just an idea. We have to think about this, how to stop it in a technical way. So it doesn't break Gopher in the end. Not like a hipster thing where then someone earns just some million euro because he owns Gopher Space and has the best ranking. Graphs and connections, the same. And the regular publishing, that's what I'm working on. Questions. I hope I described my ideas well enough so you know what's coming, what my ideas is. Everyone can contribute, but the thing is, currently EOMID is more like a big debugging script of how to do it efficiently, so wait for the first release, please, and then send in patches, because it's still a big thinking process of changing it and adapting it, because that's Bitrush idea. Keep it a simple thing, but think it out. And no premature optimization, but make it a good infrastructure. A good base. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, last point. So, you need to be there 40-50. We can do that. Can we do that? Yes, we can do that.